It's the text message no one wants to receive.
Don't panic. Terrorists have invaded the camp. I'm safe hiding in an office. They've taken over the factory and the accommodation block. Do not reply to this message. BP will phone to say I am missing. I am not missing. Love you all.
That's Catherine Wright, the wife of Alan, who managed to text her while hiding from Algerian terrorists, holding him hostage. At least 81 people have been reported dead at the BP-owned gas plant. Alan was one of the lucky hostages who survived.
There was nobody going to come and get us, and we weren't going to be rescued because they didn't know where we were. So they decided that they were going to be cut the fence and make a break for it.
Under siege, Alan couldn't trust anyone.
Asking the four of us, do we want to come with them, when you don't know what's out there. We know that the terrorists are dressed the same as the security forces.
Three British people have been confirmed dead. A further three are believed to have been killed. The Foreign Office named 41-year-old Paul Morgan from Liverpool as the first victim. David Cameron is calling on all countries to come together to defeat the terrorists.
What we face is an extremist, Islamist, violent, Al-Qaeda-linked terrorist group, just as we had to deal with that in Pakistan and in Afghanistan. So the world needs to come together to deal with this threat in North Africa.
The Prime Minister is preparing to update MPs at 3:30 this afternoon about the aftermath of the Algerian crisis.